Brother, I've been calling all day. You got the email about those people you asked for? What? Why am I talking like you're gonna respond? Look, my guys did what you asked for. They dropped it off last week, so I'm sure you're using them. I need my last half of the payment for those plastics. And be careful with that adjustment on that second package. If any sudden impacts happen, you only have so long to get away from that thing. But I'm sure with your crazy ass, you won't even flinch. Bit of a psycho you are, eh? Ugh, which reminds me of something. We need to set you up with a pretty little thing. The boys are sick of you moping everywhere. I know how much you love this one, but your emotions to seek revenge is making a mess of the city. I mean, shit, cock. You're wasting manpower to raid the enemy's home. You know they won't make it back alive. This behavior makes me sick. We all control it, so stop messing around.
The weather's getting worse lately. All this rain and thunder. Like a bad omen that builds up to a great catastrophe. Yes, like a melody. Like a great drum roll the entire city can hear. So much tension in the air. But no release of the pressure. My love still hasn't awoken from their coma, and I have no idea if... Anyway, back to work. As much as I hate watching rain fall over the city, I still have work to do. So much work to do. Sorry about that, you two. I needed some air. You two understand that, right? We have some time before the great hero gets here, so we have plenty of time to talk. You two must be so confused, to say the least. You've never hurt me, and we've never met. You have no idea who my love is. So why would I kidnap two random civilians, tie them up and hang them over a hole in the floor? You might not be able to see from where you two are hanging, especially how dark that hole is. But it isn't just a long drop to an abyss of nothing. It has a surprise on the bottom. If the fall doesn't end you, the surprise surely will. Now, back to what I was talking about. I did a background check on both of you, and quite frankly, I had to laugh. I'll slowly clue you in on the joke. Let's start with you, ma'am. A golden reputation. Teacher at a local university. Ooh, charity drives. Church on Sundays. Ooh, hallelujah. A husband. And two kids. But a nasty drinking habit. The good old folks you work with have no idea what I'm talking about. They certainly don't know how you got drunk one rainy night. And oh, how you decided to drive home. Ended up smashing into two people. And instead of calling the police or an ambulance, someone thought it was a great idea to dig a grave for them to share. Buried them, cleaned the blood off your car, and drove home like nothing happened. Wow. I decided to find out who those people were. A pair of lovebirds who decided to leave the city to try to make their life for themselves somewhere pretty. They are still considered missing. Their family still has no idea they're currently rotting in the ground on the side of the road. They just so happen to drive by every Sunday to go pray for a safe return of their loved ones. And you, sir, a very upstanding citizen indeed. A retired officer of the law. Owner of a dozen bakeries around the city, yummy. 72 employees, highly praised for how fairly you treat your staff and the people who work for you. Your wife passed away a week before you retired, yes? An almost jaw-dropping amount of money in her life insurance. More than enough to tempt you. What a terrible accident. At least that's what the local papers say, right? A kind officer lost his wife, and filled with grief, he decided to retire from the force and use the life savings money to start businesses all around the city. If only she had her brakes checked, maybe she wouldn't have blown that red light. But funny enough, no one spoke of the sleeping pills that were put in her coffee that morning. You, sir, must have put in a lot of work to make sure that never came up in any kind of paperwork. It was a good thing you were still working there for another week. So tell me, was it the money that tempted you? The idea of trading your wife in for a younger model? Both? You know what you two remind me of? You two remind me of a certain someone distinguishable from the city. And you also remind me of how pretty your wrapping paper is with a bow on the outside, but you're all pieces of shit on the inside! Don't start crying now. No, seriously. It is too late and too early for that. Save it for the hero that's going to be blowing. Hello again, sweet hero. It's been how long? There's been so much silence between us. But I hope you can understand. I am a very busy man. Huh? Those two? Oh, yeah. They're a gift. A gift for you. Now, unlike other people, you have to earn gifts from me. If I would give them away for free, then everyone would want a piece. Huh? Well, I just have a very simple request. I'll give you these two gifts if you remove your mask. Show your true identity to the city and the world, and I'll let them both go. If you don't, then I will let one of them go. Your choice, of course. I wouldn't want you to feel left out. Still, you do nothing. Eh? You didn't even hesitate to decline my offer. You are still not playing by my rules. Though, if I'm honest, when have you ever played by your own rules? The rules are fine until they're applied to you. I'll pick then. A retired officer, a hero, or even a teacher of the young minds. They mean nothing to you. What a coincidence. They mean nothing to me. How about both of them? Not even a flinch. And I'm considered the bad guy around here. They'll survive the fall. So sure. I should have really invested in a protective shield. Ha 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 ha. So much potential in you, and you waste it. Oh, you didn't lose yet. What? I have another one. Well, of course I do. I made the breaking news again. Well, wouldn't you look at the city's collective hearts bleeding over the victims? What a joke. Fuck. I'm hard almost ripping through my pants watching this. I really need a cock warmer on retainer. Fuck, I'm big. I'm shocked the hero's lover took it so easily. Cock-hungry slut. Fuck. What I wouldn't give for him to be between my legs right now. Serving me on his knees. Fuck. A cock this thick should be worshipped. If all the people of the city knew how destructive I was and how powerful I am, they'd be begging me on their hands and knees for survival. And in retaliation, I give them a drop of my cum. They should all be crawling for me. Offering up their pathetic lives to me. Fuck. I'm already making pre-cum. Fuck. Where's the hero's whore when I need him? He should be here licking it up. Fuck. I should be shooting my load down his throat. He must be addicted to it by now. Maybe. Fuck. Maybe I should just chain him on my bed. Keep him here when my cock needs servicing. Fuck, I do need something. My cock is so unbearably hard lately. Fuck! Yes. Take it. Take my seat. Fuck. I've made a mess. Gray. What now? You have good news and bad news. What's the bad news? My hideouts were raided? The hero tried to get them taken down. Of course he did. Did they get anything? Nothing that could lead to me. Is that the good news? No? Then what's the good news? Huh? She's been in and out of consciousness? Why the fuck didn't you lead with that? I'm on my way.